if you knew what was awaiting you on the tomorrow, if you knew what was awaiting you in about an hour from now, you would respond in a way that supersedes anything. People would look at you and say they've went crazy. Now, I have all week felt that there was some miraculous healings that God was wanting to do in this place tonight. But as I've been standing here, it's not just physical. It's a message that I didn't have to go back, but about 7 or 8 years ago, probably, the Lord says, I want you to pull this thing up. And as I begin to look at it in Psalms chapter 22, verse 3, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in thee, and they trusted, and thou didst deliver them. Chapter 33, verse 1 says, rejoice in the Lord, O ye his righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and with an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. Chapter 92, verse 1 says, a psalm or a song for the Sabbath day. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery and upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hath made me glad through thy works, and I will triumph in the works of thine hands. It's to sit down. That's a hard thing for me to say, as hard as it is to get some of you up. I want to talk to you for just a minute. I'm not going to be long because I feel like God has got something he's wanting to do in this place. But I feel like that it's more of an instruction than it is preaching. There is something about the power of multiplied praise. There's power in multiplied praise. First of all, it's ownership. It is responding to the ram's horn as it was when they marched around Jericho. There is a time that we have to be quiet. You can be in a room full of kids and say, y'all be quiet. And I promise you, they get louder. And you look at them. We've asked Berkeley before to speak with her inside voice. And she would go, this is my inside voice. And it's louder than her regular voice. But she's wanting you to know that she's whispering. when they marched around Jericho, they were taking ownership of something, but it was through obedience. Now, before you can praise God for the victory, you have got to take the mindset that I'm going to listen. And if I listen, and if I'm obedient, then the victory is going to come. We go back to the kids. You be quiet, I'll give you a piece of candy. We wind up giving them the piece of candy to make them be quiet, because they know it's coming. But God wants to do something. And so when they marched around the walls, they waited for the blast of the ram's horn, because the Bible says when you hear the sound of the trumpet, let me back up, it says, and it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great voice, or a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall flat, and the people shall ascend upon every man straight before him. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets. And it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the walls fell flat, or fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. They were responding. To the pastor, which is the representation of the ram's horn. And they had to wait for the sound in order for there to be deliverance. Now, there are people that has depicted what happened at Jericho. And I have seen artist renditions of walls that has fell over, and they are climbing over these huge rocks, because the walls of Jericho were approximately 50 foot thick. It was not a 2x4 wall. It was not a 2x6 or a 2x12. It was reinforced against the adversary. It was a small place. And you've got to imagine walls that were somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 to 75 foot tall and 50 foot wide. If they fell, there would be a heap of rubble that they would have to go across. But the word of God says, and the walls fell down flat. Now, where I come from, flat is just that. It's flat. If it's flat, there's not a hill, it's flat. When you were in your teenage years, some of you, now some of you that's driving now, don't pay attention to what I'm fixing to say for a minute. When you got out and you would drag race, you didn't race up the hill. You marked a place that was flat, because you wanted it to be an even match. The other one made sure that you were not on some kind of little incline or a decline that would give you an advantage. Flat was just that. A miracle and a healing. I've said this before. A miracle and a healing. A miracle is instantaneous. A healing takes place over time. And we sometimes, we limit what we need from God. When we come up, we'll say, I need you to pray for my healing. And so God gives us that. And it prolongs itself. And it's sometimes such a gradual process that we do not realize. You say, Brother Bourne, this service is, well, I'm just obeying the Holy Ghost. And if we get up, when we get through here in just a minute and we get up and walk out of here, I can sleep tonight. Because I hadn't hardly slept for the last 6 nights. When really what we're wanting is something to happen. There's going to be miracles, I believe, that's going to happen in this place. Not because of me, but because of the response when the time comes. There's going to be healings that's going to take place. There was praise when the walls of Jericho came down. There was praise at the dedication of the temple. They shouted with a voice, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. That then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house. There is something about corporate worship and praise. There is something about individual praise. We've got elders in this place that can't kick as high as they used to. But when we begin to magnify the Lord, God begins to do something on their behalf through multiplied praise. But there's something about individual praise that nothing else can take the place of it. If you are bound, I don't think there's anybody in here tonight that's got the spirits of the demonic of Gadara. But when you want something to happen in your life, a deliverance will come if you will praise him. You may be receiving a healing, and because of your praise, you begin to receive, or there is a miracle that transpires on your behalf. The Bible says that there was 10 lepers. 9 of them went away and were healed. It means the leprosy was gone. 1 turned back and began to praise, and something miraculous happened. And where the others were healed, he was made whole. When you praise him, there is forgiveness that happens in your life. Because we cannot, as an individual, walk in here on our own accord and just begin to praise God without his mercy and forgiveness in our life. Because none of us are worthy enough to walk into this house. And I promise you, for 6 nights, this talk has not went like this. I could see people almost hanging from the brass rails off of the balcony. I didn't know I was going to walk in here without a voice. But when you begin to praise him, evil spirits, and infirmities has to leave. The Bible says that when Mary Magdalene began to worship him, there had been 7 devils cast out of her. She had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. And she took and she began to anoint him with a costly ointment, very costly, anointing his feet and wiping the feet with her hair until the odor filled the house. When one person, one individual, decides that enough is enough, it sparks something to the next one. If you get the fire going hot enough, something close to it is going to combust. Several years ago, Edwin's house out here caught on fire. Something exploded in it. We heard the commotion. We run out. The fire department got here. There was nothing they could do. They turned water on the church and began to spray the fellowship hall. And the steam that was coming off of that building, because the fire from that house was so hot that they were trying to protect the church. Your praise is just that important. And if you are in a place of defeat, when you begin to praise, there will be a victory that will come into your life. And when the fire gets hot enough and it builds so in Brother Jared's life that Brother G can't sit there because something combusts and he explodes. Now that's a big fire. And all of a sudden, what may have been a smaller fire, now a bigger fire, and there's little fires right here in front that starts happening. But sometimes you don't have the ability because you are so weighted down. And I keep going back. If one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight, and if you use the same math and none of this funny math they got today, three can put 100,000 to flight. Four can put 1,000,000 to flight. If I had four people according to the math that I find in the Word of God, if I had four people we would take Houston by storm, because four, according to that math, would put 10 million. And there's not but a little over 6 million in Houston. So if you're sitting and you're bound, at midnight, you can begin to praise. They're going to help me here in a minute, but an old song keeps going over and over and over in my mind. When do I praise him? The song says, praise him, praise him,